And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum. She's with us speaking of the arts.
Back together again.
Together again. We should sing our duet.
Oh, what was it?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
So I will lead with something that's happening on Monday night. It's a KSFR event. John Donovan and Karen Zucker, authors of the new book On Autism in a Different Key, will be speaking at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Monday night at 7 o'clock, 107 West Barcelona Road. You can get tickets online or at the door. Online is ksfr.org. You can also call 428-1527. And this is supposedly the definitive book on autism, and I think a very important book, and it should be a great event on Monday night.
That's terrific, and hopefully brings in lots of money for KSFR.
Yes, indeed.
Shakespeare Mania continues in Santa Fe throughout this month, and I'll sprinkle a number of things throughout our time here, but today there are two events that you're going to want to check on. 2 p.m. at the Museum of Art in the St. Francis Auditorium. The authors, John Andrews and Stephen Grant, will be speaking on the story of Henry and Emily Folger, the couple who collected all those first folios that are now at the Folger Library. And this evening at, let me find it here, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Folk Art Museum, there's an acting class being conducted by the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art. It will take you through Elizabeth's staging and contemporary performance. They'll talk about the first folio. They'll do some scenes from King Lear. I think there are still tickets available. If you go to ticketssantafe.org, it'll give you all the information you need.
And I interviewed those guys from the Lambda, the London Academy of Music and Art, and the guy tonight is Rodney Cotier, who is amazing. They're all amazing. That school is like the kind of the Juilliard of England.
They did a sonnets workshop in the History Museum yesterday.
Did you see it?
I couldn't. I was working too hard, but people were streaming in all afternoon.
Yeah.
This is a rare opportunity. Take advantage if you can.
Yep. Excellent. So there are some other events coming up. The New Mexico Performing Arts Society presents the annual Valentine's Concerts for the Love of Bach.
Mm.
Tomorrow, Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Immaculate Heart Chapel at 50 Mount Carmel Road here in Santa Fe. There is an event. And then Sunday at 10:30 in the morning, Chatter at Las Puertas in Albuquerque. And you can find more at chatterabq.org. And the program is all kinds of music for all kinds of music of Bach. You can also find more information at nmperformingartssociety.org.
Those chatter concerts are a lot of fun to go to. It's
yeah.
a little more casual, and you can have a little nosh and meet some folks. This evening at the IAIA Digital Dome, they're having a really cool concert called Cello Cosmos. Cellist Michael Cott and electronics artist Dwight Loop will be performing Alien Concerto, Close Approach. It's an interstellar creature represented by electric cello, which means it's going to rule. You need a ticket? Go to ticketssantafe.org.
Are you a great fan of electric cello?
I like what they're doing with classic instruments and stretching them out and making them do different things. So I'm always interested. And, you know, sometimes great, sometimes not so great. But that digital dome is a really cool space.
Yes, indeed. All right. So at the CCA, there is an event opening tonight at the Munoz Waxman Gallery, which is that big, beautiful lower building at the Center for Contemporary Arts right here in Santa Fe. And they are presenting the exhibition Allison Smith Source Material. And I have not yet seen this, but Allison Smith is an Oakland-based artist who has been mining historical collections and material to create elaborate art installations and large-scale participatory events that address the role of craft in the construction of identity and the power of objects to convey stories of social activism in times of armed conflict and political unrest.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is about, gosh, the Napoleonic Wars through World War II. trench art made from military surplus, things like that. So it should be interesting. Opening is today, I guess. The Cinematheque, no, this, I don't know when to go. You have to go to ccasantafe.org to find out when all the when it's open and so on.
Shakespeare Saturday, go to the New Mexico Museum of Art from 1 to 4 p.m. for Shakespeare in New Mexico and the West. There are going to be two lectures and then a panel discussion about Shakespeare's influence on the Southwest.
Nice.
I bet you don't know that in Twelfth Night there's a reference to a map of the Indies, and if you look at that map of the Indies, New Mexico is on it.
Nice.
This will have Marissa Greenberg, an associate professor of English at the University of New Mexico, who'll talk about the very large Shakespeare array. Heather James from the University of Southern California will talk about the graveyard and the frontier, Hamlet among the buffaloes. And Bruce Smith, the Dean of English at USC, will chair a panel of local theater and film people who've been involved in Shakespeare productions. Then that evening, up at St. John's College, they're performing Hamlet at 7:30 p.m. with a repeat on Sunday at 2 p.m. And you'll need a ticket for that one. The panel discussion and the lectures at the Museum of Art are free. Go learn.
Go and learn. And by the way, just to add on, the CCA opening is tonight from 5 to 8.
Perfect.
At St. John's College, there is a lecture today at 7:30. It's called Stendhal's The Red and the Black. It's by Jeffrey Smith, who is a St. John's College tutor, but he's from Annapolis, so he's out here giving that lecture tonight. I think all the lectures are in the Great Hall in Santa Fe, and they're free and open to the public.
That's terrific. Shout out for child-sized performers at Warehouse 21, 2 p.m. on Saturday. The eighth graders of Desert Academy will be performing at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. That's a free performance and a chance to support artistic youth in our community.
Very, very nice. Let's see. There's an event called Placitas Presentations, Lava and the Creation of Continents at the historic Los Luceros in Alcalde, and Tuesday, February 23rd from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening, the intriguing and highly entertaining field geologist Scott Abey gives an in-depth lecture on lava and the creation of continents. You can find out everything you could possibly want to know and more about lava, magma, and how mountains, seas, and continents are formed. More at mesaprietapetroglyphs.org.
And as if volcanoes themselves aren't interesting enough, you'll be out at the Los Luceros property, which is a fascinating historical estate. On Sunday at the History Museum from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., we're having our monthly Families Make History workshop. This is a free event to come and do some hands-on work with our educators. They are going to be building off of our Shakespeare exhibit, the books, The Thing, Shakespeare from Stage to Page, practicing calligraphy with a real quill pen. So come from 1:30 to 3:30. It's drop-in. And also you can see the exhibits. We're free on Sundays. Come on by.
Tom Nielsen, who is the winner of the Kerrville Folk Festival and South Florida Folk Festival and all kinds of awards, is giving a concert on Monday, February 22nd at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation. Now, that can't be right because that's when our event is. Anyway, it says it's there at the Fellowship Hall. Maybe that's a different building? Who knows? For more information, you can Google Veterans for Peace of Santa Fe, and you will get your information there. Apparently, satire and social commentary is his thing. Tom Nielsen.
Neat. The Teatro Paraguas has a couple of performances this weekend of The Translator, tonight at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. It begins as a lecture journeying through the creation of theatrical styles through time in response to social and political movements. As it progresses, the actor from Colombia, Gonzalo Carreno, slowly transforms the lecture into a true performance with comedy as well as drama. They're talking about current issues for Latin American immigrants. Very timely, timely topic. You can go to theatergrotesco.org for details or call 474-8400. These are pay what you wish performances.
Tomorrow, Saturday, from 7 to 10 at the Rail Yard Performance is a Mercy Corps event. And Mercy Corps is it's one of those nonprofits that does relief work and that really gives all the money to the people who need it, as opposed to having a bloated infrastructure and kind of things. Anyway, they're having poetry, music, dance, and theater, featuring Theater Grotesco, Romelia, Sultana Dancers, Chipper Thompson, John Macker, Father John Betancourt, and more. And they are trying to help make an impact about the Syria crisis. So for more information, you can go to mercycorps.org, or you can just show up at the Rail Yard Performance Center at 1611 Paseo de Peralta on Monday at 7.
Speaking of world events, I saw this in the PASA calendar. It sounds very interesting. Thursday at from 8:30 to 1 p.m., it's the High School Academic World Quest in the Jemez Room at Santa Fe Community College. It's a quiz bowl competition on world affairs. It includes breakfast and lunch. And if you go to sfcir.org or call 982-4931, you can get more details. I was sort of challenging myself, show up and just find out how little you really know, Miss Kate.
In my case, that's a lot. All right. By the way, the John Donovan and Karen Zucker, who wrote the book on autism, if you are down in Albuquerque, they're also going to be there at Bookworks on Tuesday, the 23rd of February. That's at 4:30 in the afternoon. So if you are not able to come on Monday night and you're down in Albuquerque, that's also an option.
Sunday starts Restaurant Week here in Santa Fe. Great opportunity to try out restaurants that you may have been intimidated by menus or prices or whatnot. If you go to santafe.nmrestaurantweek.com, they'll have lists of the restaurants and the deals they're offering. And go and support these places. This is down season for them, so partly this is designed as a way to beef up the clientele there.
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah, I did that accidentally. Restaurant Week. Try it out.
Excellent.
I have to say, it's kind of weird doing your show and not smelling bacon.
I know. One of the devices, ladies and gentlemen, at the bacon company is broken. And so we're doing Speaking of the Arts from here. And we trust that our wonderful engineers will have it fixed soon. But anyway, sometimes there are people who don't miss the sound of the blender.
Yeah, I guess.
You know.
It was nice while I was waiting, perusing the stacks of vinyl out there.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. A lot of vinyl. Old records are that from which bowling balls are made.
No, I didn't ever knew that.
Apparently.
Huh.
Who knew? All right. Winter Dances in Española today at 4 o'clock. No, that would be tomorrow, 4 o'clock, February 20th, at Moving Arts Española at 368 Eagle Drive, OK Owingate, New Mexico. And that's a free event. And then there's a choir concert on February 24th. I have no idea what day of the week that is. At 7 o'clock at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat at 50 Mount Carmel Road. For both of those, you can go to nmschoolforthearts.org/tickets.
Terrific. Couple more Shakespeare. Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Museum of Art. Speak the Speech. Local directors will present 10-minute scenes from various Shakespeare plays, which just sounds great, like mini TED Talks, one after another. They'll illustrate their approach to Shakespeare's language. That's a free event. And then Tuesday at the History Museum, Gary Glazner is leading another community in residence event, which brings together a number of local arts organizations, the History Museum, the O'Keeffe, Folk Art, Santa Fe Opera. And we're inviting people with memory illnesses and their care partners, but All of you are welcome to come. And Gary is just a gifted, gifted teacher and an excellent poet. He'll be using Shakespeare to spark people's memories and create a performance that everyone will participate in. It's from 10 to 11 a.m. on Tuesday, and it is free. Just come. Have a good time.
And it's great to have him back in New Mexico
From
time to time.
It's one of the most uplifting things I've gotten to be involved with at the History Museum.
Yeah. David Geist, who plays at Geist Cabaret at Pranzo Restaurant every weekend, is going to be there tonight from 6 to 9, but not on Saturday. So be sure to check it out tonight. He's going to be doing a solo cabaret show in New York City on Sunday, March 6th. So if you happen to find yourself there, you can go to metropolitanroom.com. Meanwhile, tonight at Pranzo.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's terrific. On Wednesday at the Museum of Art, as part of the Rancho de las Golondrinas Winter Lecture Series, author David Caffey, a historian, will be speaking on his book, Chasing the Santa Fe Ring. It's at 6 p.m. Anytime I post anything about the Santa Fe Ring on the History Museum's Facebook page, we get lots of interest from people who want to know more about it. Here's your chance. Go and find out about a very important political movement in early New Mexico territorial and state history.
Can you give us a hint about what it is?
Yeah, the Santa Fe Ring was a conservative, Anglo-led a collective of people who are loudly accused of having rigged land grant ownerships, water rights, and that sort of thing. They built a lot of power through land and water. Catron was part of it. It's important in understanding how land water use changed from first Native peoples to then Spanish peoples to then Anglo peoples.
Yeah. New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence is having a gun violence prevention town hall meeting on Thursday, the 25th of February at 6 o'clock at Santa Fe Public Library, Southside Branch, 6599 Jaguar Drive. And Mayor Javier Gonzalez will be moderating this panel. There will be people from the City of Santa Fe Police Department, a Santa Fe District Attorney, Jennifer Padgett, will be there. New Mexicans for Gun Violence Prevention, Miranda Viscoli will be there. The Sky Center, U.S. Youth Suicide Prevention, Domestic Violence, and legislators and public school people will all be there. So if that is something that interests you, definitely check it out. Very good people. Thursday night, February 25th at 6 o'clock, Southside Library.
Nice. On Thursday, there are a couple of book talks going on. The Renaissance Institute for Lifelong Learning will have a lecture at St. John's United Methodist Church on the United States and the Great War by John Dobson. That's at 1 p.m. and go to Renaissance, renesan.org for details. And then that evening at 6 p.m. at Collected Works, the Western Writers of America Symposium, they will feature Ann Hillerman, Paul Andrew Hutton, Leslie Poling Kemp, and Jack Leffler, who will be talking about Landscape of Dreams, Santa Fe, and the Creative West. I like all those people. I'd hear any one of them any day of the week. Four of them at one time?
Yeah.
You betcha.
Good day. At Gig Performance Space tomorrow night at 7:30, Trio and Medio, which is, Bruce Dunlap on guitar, Brahim Frigbane on dumbek and percussion, and John Rangel on piano and keyboards. So that's all happening tomorrow night.
Renaissance also having a Why Read Shakespeare discussion from 1 to 3 p.m. on Monday. The theory for the past 75 years has been that he's not to be read. He's to be performed and experienced on the stage. But there's a long history of Shakespeare reading groups, and they're doing what they can to bring them back. Robin Williams will be leading this discussion. And if you go to that website, renaissance.org, you can get the details for registering and taking part in that.
Excellent. And, of course, all kinds of movies happening both at the CCA and at the Screen and, of course, at the Violet Crown and all of our other fabulous theaters. I went to the Violet Crown the other night. I hadn't been there before.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it was a really nice experience. The seats were so the hill on which the seats are placed is very, very steep. So the people you can't even see the heads of the people in front of you.
Good.
Anyway, so opening this week at the Screen, there's a film called Rams, which was one of the winners of an award at the Cannes Film Festival. And this is about, oh, I saw the preview for this. This is crazy. It's an Icelandic film about two brothers who live side by side tending their sheep. They have not spoken to each other in 40 years.
Wow.
But then a disease infects the sheep and all heck breaks loose. It looks like it's both hilarious and weird. Icelandic sheep movies.
And it'll feed my desire to make a trip to Iceland.
You know, I mean, I just love the fact that we have access to cinema from all over the world and that it's not formulaic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, people doing very different things. There's a lot of formulaic stuff out there.
You think?
Here's something for families, a way to start your weekend right. Today at 4 p.m., go to the main library downtown, and there's a free arts workshop doing tissue paper art. And there is a restriction here. If you are an adult, you must be accompanied by a child. That's a free event at 4 p.m., and then you can walk over to the First Presbyterian Church for a TGIF violin recital by Rob Simons at 5:30 p.m. He'll be performing Purcell, Monroe, and more of those. And that's over at 208 Grant Avenue.
Do you know the rhyme, James Morrison Morrison Weatherby George Dupree took great care of his mother, although he was only three. James said to his mother, "Mother," he said he, "you must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me."
Oh, sweet. Why do you remember that?
A.A. Milne.
Aww.
Writer of Winnie the
Pooh.
Oh,
let's all go read Milne this afternoon.
Also held over at the Screen, Janis Joplin, Little Girl Blue, Phoebe, which was a movie about the Ottoman Empire, Oscar-nominated shorts, all of that is happening, and the final shows of Tumbledown. So, one more.
If you're still in mourning David Bowie, Warehouse 21 will show The Man Who Fell to Earth tonight, 7:30 p.m., free.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And lots of other films at the CCA. Eisenstein in Guanajuato.
Although Einstein in Guantanamo might be an interesting genre bending.
It's time for Mary Charlotte to get glasses. Also, Requiem for the American Dream. Ingrid Bergman, in her own words, is being held over. The film 45 Years is being held over. Apparently, Requiem for the American Dream, that's the Noam Chomsky movie. The definitive discourse with Noam Chomsky, perhaps the most important intellectual alive, explores the defining characteristic of our time, the deliberate concentration of wealth and power in the hands of a select few.
Wow.
So, important movie to see. And there have been quite a number of movies made about Noam Chomsky, and I haven't seen a bad one.
Good.
Yeah. This should be a terrific movie.
The Santa Fe Waldorf School is bringing Richard Louv to town to talk about the new nature movement. He's the one who wrote Last Child in the Woods.
Yeah.
And talks about how our connection to nature can make us better people, better communities, a better nation. That is 7 p.m. on Sunday. You do need a ticket. And it's at the Lensic, so I'm imagining ticketsantafe.org or 988-1234 will get you started on finding that ticket. Important talk, and for those of us who do spend a lot of time in nature, yeah, I get it.
Yep. Yeah, I just had him on the air yesterday.
Wonderful.
And wonderful speaker, and it should be a fantastic event and definitely worth going to that. Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. She's with us here quite often speaking of the arts. It's always just great to have you.
It's always fun to be here. Thanks.